T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Lee Harris, and here are today's top local stories. General Colin Powell has died due to complications from COVID-19, according to his family, and the family adds that he was fully vaccinated. He was 84 years old. In addition to his military service, Powell was also the nation's first black Secretary of State. And Meg Oliver takes a look back at the most problematic part of his career.
Though initially opposed to the idea, Powell agreed to go along with the Bush administration's plan to forcibly overthrow Saddam Hussein. Using his greatest asset, his popularity with the public, he went before the United Nations and the world to build a case for invading Iraq.
Saddam Hussein and his regime are concealing their efforts to produce more weapons of mass destruction.
Later, after the United States was firmly entrenched in the war, inaccuracies were found in Powell's speech, and the Bush administration said it acted on faulty intelligence. Powell admitted the UN speech was a painful blot on his record and pushed for reform in the intelligence community.
Again, General Colin Powell, dead at 84 of complications from COVID. Police got into a shootout with a murder suspect in Brooklyn, but the cops involved were not from the NYPD. As Samantha Liebman reports live from New Rochelle this morning. Sam?
Yeah, and Lee, New Rochelle police tracking the suspect in the murder of a taxi driver here to Fort Greene, Brooklyn. And when they tried to close in on him around 10:30 Sunday morning by the Ingersoll houses, he started to shoot at police as he ran. They returned fire. No one was injured, and 52-year-old Purcell Lamont Ross of Virginia was taken into custody. He was wanted in connection with the murder of Andres Valenzuela, who was killed early Thursday morning as he was finishing his shift working for Express City Taxi here in New Rochelle, where dispatcher Raul says the arrest is a relief.
When the police arrested him, it's much comfortable for the driver now.
Meanwhile, Ross was turned over to the FBI. He was also wanted for attempted murder in Connecticut and sex trafficking in Virginia. Samantha Liebman, 1010 Winds, live in New Rochelle.
The statue of Thomas Jefferson in City Hall was there for a very long time without it really bothering anybody. But lately, it's been decided that the statue needs to go, and the vote to make that happen will be taken today, as Glenn Chuck reports from City Hall this morning. Glenn?
Originally not listed as any public hearing, it is now. The city's Public Design Commission will get input when the meeting begins at 1:30 this afternoon. The Jefferson statue has stood here in the council chambers for 188 years. Now, in 2001, Charles Barron, now an assemblyman, was a councilman at the time. He already had called for the statue's removal then, calling Jefferson a bad guy.
A slaveholding pedophile president who raped Sally Hemings, a 14-year-old enslaved African girl, and she bore children by him.
Republican Councilman Joe Borelli says, what would America be without Jefferson?
Freedom of press, freedom of religion, freedom from quartering troops. All these ideas come to us from John Locke and were implemented by Thomas Jefferson for our benefit.
Now, if the statue does come down, it's off to the New York Historical Society for Thomas Jefferson. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, here at City Hall.
Either New York City public school students have really cleaned up their acts or something else was going on during the second half of school last year. Suspensions were down 99% from July through December of last year. Of course, it's hard to suspend kids from school when they're not really in school, which many of them were not at the time, either learning remotely or in some cases completely absent. 56 students were suspended during that period compared to 10,000 a year earlier. Kerif Alston of Glen Rock, New Jersey, told his mother he was going to buy some gas before heading off to work at the Home Depot in Patterson. He never got there, and a week ago he was reported missing. Then on Thursday, the Coast Guard got a call about a possible body spotted off Barnegat Light. They recovered the body, which was that of Kerif Alston. He was wearing scuba gear. His mother says Kerif suffered from mental illness and was known to wander away from home. She called him a gentle giant. Kerif Alston was 26 years old. If you're riding the subway this week, you might find yourself involved in an experiment designed to simulate a chemical or biological attack. Scientists from Homeland Security and MIT will be releasing what they say are harmless particles into the air so they can assess how such particles would behave in that environment. They assure that everything's been tested to make sure it's all safe. The Army sprayed harmless bacteria into the subway in 1966 as part of a similar experiment, but didn't bother telling anyone until 1980. This time, there will be signs advising riders that particular locations are part of the study and assuring them that the study poses no health risks whatsoever. A shoplifter who hit a Target store in Manhattan yesterday was going for more than the five-finger discount. He loaded up two duffel bags worth of merchandise while threatening security guards with a box cutter. This was at the Target in Kipps Bay. The crook helped himself to electronics, OTC pharmacy products, and some food. Cops are still looking for this man, believed to be in his 50s. The city is in the throes of a shoplifting epidemic, a record-high 26,000 complaints filed as of a month ago, up 32% year over year, and 2020 was a pretty big year for shoplifting as well. The Giants were already banged up heading into yesterday's game with the Rams. They were even worse when it was over, as Mark Rene is here to tell us this morning. Mark?
Well, Lee, when the highlight of the day, far and away, is having a Super Bowl team from 10 years ago on the field at halftime, then you know it's a pretty lousy day for the current edition, and Big Blech had us wondering how much longer it'll be till the Giants are champs again. Joe Judge's guys flat out embarrassed, losing 38-11.
Obviously, it wasn't good enough today. You got to give credit to the Rams. They did a good job executing, finishing the game. You know, say every week, there's positives to build off of. We'll make sure we go ahead. We magnify those as a team. And obviously, there's a lot of things we've got to fix. We got to do better as a team to be able to have success.
Yeah, you'd need a magnifying glass to find the positives in this one. Giants now 1-5, but hey, on the bright side, that 38-11 final score was the first in NFL history. Mark Rene, 1010 Wins Sports.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Wins. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Wins, visit 1010wins.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Hey everyone, it's Megan Trainor for Profile by Sanford. We're all working hard to balance our lives these days, and sometimes the toughest part is being the me I want to be. Profile's one-on-one coaching and customized nutrition plans will help you stay on track. Balancing a healthy lifestyle, losing weight, and understanding nutrition isn't easy, but Profile makes it simple. Now you can try 4 weeks of Profile for only $49. Find your plan at profileplan.com. That's profileplan.com.
At Travis Matthew, we've made shopping easy. No more searching for brands that fit right or cover all the bases. From comfortable activewear and polos to elevated button-ups, Travis Matthew has the men's lifestyle apparel you need for both on and off the course. Right now, receive 20% off your order when you use the code PODCAST20 at thetravismatthew.com/podcast checkout. That's 20% off your Travis Matthew order when you use the code PODCAST20 at TRAVISMATHEW.com/podcast.
With so many options to choose from, it can be difficult to know which brands you can trust. Vital Farms is committed to the ethical treatment of the animals and the land they raise them on. They're passionate about their practices and want to share more of their story. Vital Farms works directly with small family-run farms in the Pasture Belt to ensure the hens have outdoor access year-round. The humanely raised hens spend their days doing things that hens love to do. With 108 square feet of sunny space per hen, that's 90 times more space than a cage-free hen. Vital Farms is B Corp certified, which means they hold themselves to the highest standards, from ethical treatment of the environment and animals to being transparent about their practices. In fact, you can even see where your Vital Farms eggs come from using traceability. Enter the farm name on your egg carton for a peek at the pasture. So grab a carton of Vital Farms eggs the next time you're at the grocery store and start feeling confident about where your food comes from. Go to vitalfarms.com to learn more. Vital Farms, where honest food is raised.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.